Mary, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's call the meeting of the Riverboat session to order.
Chairman Tracy.
Here.
Member Dolan.
Here.
Member Alejandre.
Here.
Please make note that three board members are present with Member Dunn and Member Robinson. They will be joining shortly via telephone.
Right, again, this is the January session, open session of the Riverboat meeting of the Illinois Gaming Board. The first item on the agenda is approval of the open session minutes from December 14. Is there a motion?
There is. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of December 14, 2016.
Is there a second?
Yes, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. I should first note that we are obviously missing a couple of members who are planning to call in the next 15 minutes. Member Dunn has had some medical treatment, and that's why he couldn't attend. And then Member Robinson will also be calling in at about 9:15. By way of other comments, I just want to again thank the staff for continued high performance in spite of significant understaffing, both on the Riverboat side and the video side. Are there any other board member comments? Mr. Administrator?
Yes, I'd like to just point out a few, key points from 2016 and just kind of share with you some of the things that happened in both the Riverboat and video gaming industries, and just a few highlights, nothing all-inclusive. So in 2016, there were total tax transfers, including state and local government transfers, $493.5 million, and that's about a 1% decrease from what was received in 2015. However, in video gaming, there was $306.2 million transferred, which is about a 26.8% increase over the 2015 numbers. So significant revenue on the video gaming side. In 2016, our investigative team and enforcement team made 562 arrests, and as the chairman alluded to, thanking us for some of our work, I would certainly like to commend investigations and enforcement because they conducted during 2016 16,878 investigations, which is a massive amount of work for our staff. There were 8,078 investigations on the video side and 8,800 investigations on the Riverboat side. All in all, the board during 2016 approved 1,452 occupational licenses that consisted of 940 level threes, 500 level twos, and 12 level ones. The board denied 42 occupational license applications. They also approved 53 persons as key persons. We continued to enroll people in our self-exclusion program. You know, that's important to the board and staff. We certainly want to address problem gambling. And as of the beginning of this year, we've had 12,366 enrollees, and 613 new enrollees occurred during the calendar year of 2016. On the video gaming side, just so everybody's aware, as of the beginning of this year, we have 5,767 locations that are operating 25,069 VGTs, and the board had approved over 1,322 new licenses consisting of 29 manufacturers, distributors, and suppliers, 67 terminal operators, 377 terminal handlers, 12 technicians, and 837 new locations. The board also had encompassed and kind of behind the scenes that probably a lot of people aren't aware of, but the video gaming industry is certainly aware that it's coming, is a conversion from SaaS software technology to G2S technology. And we expect to start rolling that out within the next 30 days. So anyway, that's just some brief highlights of some of the things that the board engaged in 2016.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Administrator. Is there any public commentary? None on the agenda. All right. Board policy item. Malaman, Mr. Malaman.
Yeah, I don't think we have any.
On Riverboat, we don't? It's a tall video?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Owner licensee items. Initial consideration, Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, DBA Harrah's Metropolis.
Well, good morning, Chairman Tracy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Members of the board, Administrator Ostrowski and staff. I'm Randall Conroy, General Manager for Harrah's Metropolis, and we're here for our initial consideration for our four-year licensure renewal. Joining me today, three members of my management team, key members, Sherry Wessel. Sherry, if you could stand up. Sherry is our Director of Human Resources and Non-Gaming Operations. Sherry's been at the property for 24 years and opened the property at its initial inception. Ms. Kelly Keeling. Kelly is our Director of Gaming Operations. Kelly's been at the property for 20 years. And then Jennifer Hurdlicka. Jennifer is our Director of Finance and Business for 14 years. I'm truly blessed to have a fantastic team. So for our initial consideration, we put a video together to show you what's been happening at Harrah's Metropolis. We are, as you know, the farthest from Chicago, so we enjoyed a nice long train ride yesterday. With your permission, Chairman Tracy, we'll begin.
Please do.
And answer any questions you may have.
Walk through the charming streets and feel what it's like to be in one of America's great small towns. Located just south of the Shawnee National Forest, in the southernmost tip of Illinois, this river city is America's heartland. Metropolis is also home to historic Fort Massac State Park, the last French fort built in North America during the American Revolution. The city's namesake, Metropolis, is arguably one of the most famous in pop culture, and synonymous with the Man of Steel himself, Superman. Locals and tourists flock to admire the super-sized statue, the Super Museum, and America's Hollywood. With a variety of attractions throughout the city, Metropolis's largest tourist attraction, of course, is Harrah's Metropolis Casino and Hotel. Riverboat Gaming has made its home here in Metropolis since 1993. Celebrating a remarkable 23 years, the hotel and casino offers Grand Vegas-style gaming, superior hotel accommodations, entertaining and dining for the most discriminating palate. Open 365 days a year, Harrah's Metropolis Casino boasts 831 slots and 21 thrilling table games. In late 2014, Harrah's Metropolis completely relocated its casino floor to a new location on one floor with 24,000 square feet of fun. The result of this $8.6 million capital investment, higher visitation, and higher gaming revenues. But that's just the beginning. There's more than good luck at Harrah's. There's good business and goodwill. It is felt far beyond Harrah's walls into the community and surrounding cities. Every day, Harrah's Metropolis operates as a responsible and generous corporate citizen, touching lives not only in Massac County, but throughout the state. Harrah's Metropolis supports local businesses through loyal patronage and generates millions of dollars in tax revenue. The Caesar's Code of Commitment governs the conduct of our business. It's a promise to our guests that we will promote responsible gaming. It's a promise to our employees that we will treat them with respect and provide opportunities to build satisfying careers. It's also a promise to our communities to be exemplary neighbors, and it's a promise to our environment to be good corporate stewards. To maintain a consistently exceptional gaming experience, Harrah's Metropolis continues to make capital improvements and reinvestments into the casino hotel. During the four-year license renewal period of 2012 through 2016, Harrah's Metropolis invested over $16.8 million to keep its facilities fresh. Some of the projects completed in this period were the casino floor relocation, hotel room upgrades, new slot machines, and the addition of a fun new restaurant, Aces Express. The positive financial impact Harrah's has had on Metropolis and the state of Illinois has been substantial. Over the last four-year renewal period, Harrah's Metropolis has paid over $113 million in state and local taxes. The aggregate total of gaming taxes paid since opening now exceeds $770 million. This economic engine that Harrah's Metropolis provides allows the state and city of Metropolis to reinvest the funds for the betterment of the communities. Revenues from Harrah's taxes have affected positive changes not only in schools, but in the social, economic, and cultural lives of the people of Metropolis.
Their impact in our economic part of our city has been vital ever since that they have actually been here. But it is a great, great percentage of our capital for everyday operation of our city employees and infrastructure. Without Harris Casino's contribution to the city of Metropolis, we would be 25 years behind the times. Harris Metropolis Casino and Hotel has been very vital to the progress of the city of Metropolis as far as community efforts. Several years ago, they partnered with the city of Metropolis to buy an older store building, and we turned that into a community center for our seniors and our youth. It is used 7 days a week, every night, every day, for our community projects.
Every day, Harris reaches out into the community through many avenues. Our property in Metropolis is one of the smallest out of 40-plus properties owned by Caesars Entertainment. However, Harris Metropolis consistently is one of the top performers in community volunteer hours. Our employees and executives serve on charitable boards, giving guidance and leadership to these organizations. Our employees from our Harris Employees Reaching Out, or HERO team, are known on a first-name basis in town. They represent us at our best, volunteering and donating resources to charitable projects, both on property and off. Over the last 4 years, Harris Metropolis employees have donated 53,000 hours in volunteer work. Even during the most challenging economic times, Harris' commitment to the community is second to none. Since 2000, Harris' contributions and donations have totaled $2.3 million. Harris continues to be one of the largest employers in the region. Today, Harris Metropolis has 492 employees. In the four-year renewal period, Harris has paid over $64 million in wages and over $21 million in total benefits and bonuses. Harris creates an unbiased culture, free of discrimination. We embrace the differences among employees. Since 2012, our commitment to employment diversity is told through the numbers. Harris' workforce is 56% female, over-indexing the 52.2% female population of Massac County. Harris' minority workforce is 14%, over-indexing the 9% minority population in Massac County. Diversity with our vendors and suppliers is also a top priority. Harris Metropolis works closely with Illinois Gaming Board staff to establish diversity spend goals. In 2016, Harris Metropolis is on track to exceed diversity spend targets. We have made Metropolis our home for the last 20 years with long-lasting effects on Southern Illinois, touching and improving the lives of so many individuals way beyond entertainment. We are proud to have created employment, commerce, and educational opportunities while making substantial charitable contributions that have improved the lives of thousands. On behalf of the entire team of service professionals at Harris Metropolis Casino and Hotel, we appreciate the consideration of the Illinois Gaming Board for granting a full-term operating license renewal. Thank you.
So I've been at four Harris properties now in my career, Chairman, and members. This by far.
Just a second, Mr. Conroy. We're going to dial in the. We're dialing in Member Robinson.
D. Robinson.
D. This is Mary. We have now connected you to the open session meeting.
Thank you.
Good morning, Member Robinson, and thank you for calling in. Sorry you can't make it here personally. We have proceeded through the approval of the minutes, and we've seen a film on Harris of Metropolis, and Mr. Conroy of Harris is now speaking. But before he does, I just want to thank you again for the lunch you provided us yesterday, Member Robinson, at our closed session meeting, and that you've done so several times, and also for your good work on the MBE WBE and DBE goals project with Mr. Lipinski and his staff at FAU. So thanks again, Member Robinson.
Well, thank you.
All right, Mr. Conroy.
Chairman Tracy, again, this is the fourth property, a Harris property I've worked at, and the level of community activism in Metropolis and second to none is just very impressive, and I'm proud to have joined that team for the past year and a half. So with that, if you have any questions, I or my team would be happy to answer those. If not, we'll catch you.
I do have one question for you, but before that, Member Robinson, I think I neglected to make a record as to your absence. I think you were called away on business.
That is correct, Chairman.
What percent, do you know the part of your business that comes from out of state?
It is approximately 70% comes out of state.
So I figured it would be large.
Ohio, but border there, we draw most of our business from Kentucky and a great deal from Nashville and Clarksville, Tennessee. So that's kind of our primary feeder market, really between Marion, Illinois on the north, all the way down to Nashville. That swath of I-24 is where most of our business comes from.
Very interesting.
That's the whole business into the state.
More than I would have thought. Thank you. Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
Thank you,
Mr. Conroy. All right, next we have another Harris Metropolis item, and that is the initial consideration of the Caesars reorganizational plan.
Yes, correct.
Good morning, Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski and staff. My name is Martha Sable, the law firm Greenberg Traurig, and I am hearing before you today on behalf of Caesars Entertainment to request initial consideration of Caesars' restructuring plan, which was approved by the bankruptcy court on January 17, 2017, subject to various regulatory approvals, including that of the Illinois Gaming Board. Throughout the course of the bankruptcy process, Caesars has worked very closely with the administrator and his staff to keep them informed of the ongoing developments of the bankruptcy. We are very pleased to be here today to request initial consideration of the restructuring plan, which involves the creation of a REIT structure that will significantly reduce the company's long-term debt. We will continue to work very closely with staff and the board and look forward to appearing before the board to request final approval for certain elements of the plan, which will include the conversion of the Illinois licensees to limited liability companies, the approval of a newly formed REIT and the supplier license associated with that, as well as related filings, the approval of the Illinois licensees entering into a master lease in connection with the formation of the REIT, and lastly, the Illinois licensee's role in securing financial and future operational financing, We appreciate the time the staff has spent engaged in this matter to date, and we thank the board for its initial consideration, and to the extent I can answer any questions for you at this point, I'm happy to do so.
Can you tell me approximately the timetable for this restructuring?
We're hoping by late summer.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, final consideration, also Harris, for Mr. Perezny, security manager.
Well, good morning, Chairman Tracy, members, Administrator Straskin, staff, Randall Conroy for general manager at Harris Metropolis. My pleasure to introduce Christopher Pedruzny as a level one candidate for my security manager. Chris has roughly 15 years experience in the security field and is an internal transfer from Las Vegas. So with that, Mr. Pedruzny.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Pedruzny. I'm sorry, I butchered your name. And is there, what we've reviewed your the investigation and staff's recommendation, is there a motion?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve Christopher Pedruzny as a level one occupational licensee in his position as security manager for Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, Inc., DBA Harris Metropolis Casino and Hotel.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, Displains Development, DBA Harris Joliet, Larry Ferguson, Surveillance Manager.
Good morning, Chairman Tracy and members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski and staff. I'm here to answer any questions you may have. I am Larry Ferguson.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on the staff's investigation and their recommendation, I move that the board approve Larry Ferguson as a Level 1 occupational licensee in his position as surveillance manager for Displays Development Limited Partnership, doing business as Harrah's Joliet Casino and Hotel.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. We also have, James Venuti, IT Administrator, key person for Harrah's Joliet and Metropolis.
Good morning, Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski, Mr. Lorenzini, and staff. Not James Venuti, I'm Ed Winkowski, who often bring referred. I am here on his behalf to request your consideration of his application as a key person as IT Administrator for Caesars Entertainment Corp. on behalf of both Harrah's Metropolis and Harrah's Joliet, and to answer any questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Winkowski. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and the recommendation, I move that the board find James E. Venuti suitable as a key person in his position as Caesars Entertainment Corporation CMS Release Management Manager for both Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises Incorporated, doing business as Harrah's Metropolis Casino, and Displays Development Limited Partnership, doing business as Harrah's Joliet Casino and Hotel.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right, supplier licensee items. Final consideration, AGS LLC supplier license renewal.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski, Mr. Lorenzini, and staff, again, Ed Winkowski, law firm Greenberg Berg. On behalf of AGS LLC, I'm here to respectfully request consideration of their supplier license application.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board find suitable and approve the supplier license application of AGS LLC for a period of 4 years expiring in January 2021 and designate the following entities and individuals as key persons of the licensee: Apollo Investment Fund 8 LP, Apollo Overseas Partners Delaware 892 8 LP, Apollo Overseas Partners 8 LP, Apollo Overseas Partners Delaware 8 LP, Apollo Fund 8, 100% of the Apollo Gaming Holdings LP, Apollo Gaming Holdings LP, AP Gaming Holdco Inc., AP Gaming Inc., AP Gaming Holdings LLC, AP Gaming 1 LLC, AP Gaming 2 Inc., AP Gaming Acquisition LLC, AGS Capital LLC, David Lopez, Mark Rowan, and David Samber.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, approvals and denials, Level 2 and Level 3 licenses.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff presented you with a list of individuals this month, including the 72 Level 2 individuals and 142 Level 3 individuals who we believe are suitable for licensure, and we ask that you approve those.
Is there a motion?
Yes, I have reviewed the list presented by staff, and based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to find suitable and approve 72 Level 2 occupational licenses and 142 Level 3 occupational licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any
opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Award of RFP fiscal year 17 for Illinois Gaming Board Independent Testing Lab for Riverboat. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on a review of the scores and recommendation provided by the Board's Evaluation Committee, I move that the board award RFP fiscal year 2017 IGB ITL to Gaming Laboratories International LLC and authorize the administrator to enter into a contract with Gaming Laboratories International LLC to act as the independent test lab for the Illinois Gaming Board under the Riverboat Gambling Act.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, is there any further business for the Riverboat open meeting session?
Nothing else
today. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.